Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, today is Monday, the 29th of July. The month has ticked by pretty quickly. Very sort of interesting week last week with the reasons why markets were being driven. Sort of an interesting rotation from AI into the broader market, and then with periods of kind of what we would refer to as a bit more of a classic risk-off market dynamic. So it does present some interesting opportunities, and it is a pretty significant week for central banks. So without further ado, let's get straight into it then. We'll at least... So we'll give you a bit of an outline for the week ahead. Please take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen. And as always, just be mindful of the risks involved in trading financial markets. So all profitable traders, they need to consider which markets to trade. Where do we then enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk? Trade management, which we're still in three trades currently. So we're still in the process of trying to manage those trades. So we'll break those down for you as well, along with trading psychology, all very important features of trading financial markets. Now, we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news then. So for that, we'll bring up Forex Factory. And so today, nothing of any sort of major concern really from a news-driven perspective. We've got sort of further tensions in the Middle East with that rocket attack in that Israeli territory in that part of the world, and retaliation, of course, from Israel. There is thoughts that the rocket may have come from Hezbollah. They're denying their involvement, and so it's all a bit messy again, and obviously could kind of escalate things, which is probably why we've seen the price action we've seen in crude oil. So let's break it down in terms of its impact on these markets. So tomorrow we've got a German inflation number due out, expected to tick higher. there seems to be an expectation that inflation is definitely done with. There is just a few sort of concerning elements behind the whole inflation narrative, from the potential for Donald Trump and what that would mean for inflation. Seems on the surface to be potentially quite significant, with tax cuts, trade war sort of rhetoric and tariffs. There's a myriad of other sort of potentially quite inflationary policies if Trump gets in. And in the UK as well, with the uptick in wages in the UK, keeping that above inflation. A lot of that can have a net effect of putting some strain and pushing inflation higher. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. And we're all making the assumptions, and I think the markets are pretty much pricing in some rate cuts across the board. But the inflation narrative will be something to continue to monitor. And if inflation continues to move steadily lower, then that feeds into the potential for these central banks to cut rates for the right reasons. And if inflation reemerges and central banks still cut interest rates, then they potentially are doing so for the wrong reasons. We'll keep an eye on this as we move through these markets. So Tuesday, July the 30th, we've got consumer confidence numbers, JOLT job opening. So a big week for central banks and also US job numbers. So JOLT job openings, we get the forecast, I'm sure, pretty soon. We saw a bit of a further dip. We're now down to the 8 million mark. We'll see if we come in above or below that. Australian CPI expected year-on-year headline to come in slightly lower as well. Been sticking around that sort of 4% mark. Now we're expecting 3.8. So Wednesday, we'll be hearing from the first central bank of the week, the Bank of Japan. So you may have experienced or seen some of the very significant moves in the yen. We get a bit of a breakdown in terms of whether the BOJ will actually increase rates further. There is an expectation that they do have the backdrop to do that, but will they actually pull the trigger? It's going to be a difficult one. And then we'll have the press conference as well in the early hours of tomorrow morning, probably prior to us doing our trade plan session. So we'll see the net impact of the yen. But do be mindful, if you're trading the yen now, that, you know, the focus is shifting back to the BOJ. So European inflation, CPI flash inflation, it's expected to tick in just ever so slightly lower, again fitting in with the current expectation for inflation, which is lower. ADP expected to come in slightly higher than yesterday. So as you can see, it's a really, really big week for news. The FOMC on Wednesday expected to hold rates at 5.5, with every expectation. I think the latest number is something like 86%, something like that. We'll have a look at it now in just a second, that we're very likely to get a rate cut in September. So, and it's going to be interesting to see whether Jerome Powell alludes to that rate cut on Wednesday, or whether he'll actually say, look, we're going to continue to monitor the data, and then if we have the right conditions, then we'll cut in September. But trying to keep the markets from getting too excited, perhaps. Bank holiday in Switzerland on Thursday. And then we've got the BOE. So the news flow is thick and fast. We'll be hearing from Governor Bailey as well. Expected a 25 basis rate cut. So the BOE wanted to perhaps cut rates in June and May, potentially at a meeting in May, I think it was. Wanted to cut rates, were prevented from doing so. It did give the BOE the opportunity to just see how the numbers played out. So we'll be discussing that on Thursday. Unemployment claims, manufacturing numbers, and then on Friday, we're going to close out with a not-so-insignificant non-farm payroll, but CPI month-on-month for the Swiss economy coming in negative territory are expected to do so. And then the big one, non-farm payroll. So unemployment rate is expected to hold at 4.1. Average hourly earnings are continuing to increase month on month, and the employment change number certainly seems to be on the surface a little bit of softening in that respect. A little bit of softening, and expected to come in around these kind of levels. Yeah, around that sort of level now. So it would just suggest, you know, further weakness over the last 6 months. Okay, so just to reiterate, really, it's a big, big week for financial markets as a whole. It's going to be really interesting to see what impact that will have. We've got the US 10-year Treasury at 4.18, and we have the 2-year still inverted at 4.36. But you can see the momentum is very much lower, so the risk is coming out and does give it does give the Fed a little bit more room, perhaps. So we still have, we're close to that 20 basis point differential between the two and the 10-year. That had been as low as, I think, 12 at one point over the course of last week. So we've had the 2-year run down a lot more aggressively from 5% down to 4.3, whereas the 10-year dropped from 4.5 to 4.2. So, we've had the 2-year come down. So the short-term risk levels, let's say, seem to be simmering just a little bit. And what does this mean? It creates a bit of a bullish bias potentially for these markets. Now, we've got a couple of interesting opportunities to consider. So let's start with the US indices markets. So we were saying, like last week and the week before, we started to see some significant moves, and then a decent pullback before we got the next leg. So we've had 5 days of really, really strong selling. The selling on, was it Tuesday of last week? No, sorry, it was Wednesday of last week. It was probably one of the biggest days for a couple of years. 2021, I think, was the headline. So we're just very conscious. We're trading around strong support levels for these indices markets. And even now on the open, we've kind of rallied a little bit. Bond yields are lower. There's every potential that inflation is continuing to tick lower, if not moving back to 2% a little bit more swiftly. It is sort of, it seems to be a longer process. Now, all these conditions are really quite bullish for equity markets. We've had a bit of a rotation into the medium cap, the rotation out of the AI 6 or 7 large cap and into the broader markets. Now there's an opportunity around support, I must add, for a bit of upside from here. So let's see if we get that potential. The NASDAQ pulling back into the 100 period moving average around strong support. And now we had a rally down on Thursday. Friday, we were prevented from moving lower, actually rallied a little bit. And now it looks like we've got at least a short-term pullback opportunity in the NASDAQ. We're already in the Dow Jones. We got a good reversal on Friday, indecision on Thursday. Very similar type of dynamic around strong support. So we're We've got our take profit up at these higher levels. So let's see if we can rally up to those levels. A really significant drop on the Nikkei. We come back to the Nikkei in just a second. With the BOJ this week, just be careful now at this stage. Getting a bit of a bounce in the CAC, I think, with the Olympics and in France, we might see a bit of a positive impact on the CAC 40. And the German DAX is getting a little bit of a bullish dynamic as well. So we've got this US indice sort of rally well underway. Just going back briefly to the Nikkei, rallied really aggressively to the downside, potentially finding some support. Let's correlate that to the move that we've seen. There's strong support on the back of Thursday's low. It looks like there's a bit of yen weakness potentially filtering back in. Will we get a further yen move between now and the BOJ? You see, we've rallied back to strong support. So these are levels we'd be looking to see. Will we get some indecision and will we get a little bit of a bounce? But if it breaks through that level, then you would probably suggest further downside. So yen strength. So yen up, potentially Nikkei down. The fact that we've got other equities looking to rally, perhaps our focus now would probably be a little bit more on the US again. So on that, let's have a look at the dollar briefly. So we do have this interesting dynamic playing out for the dollar. There's some that are advocates of the wheels coming off and indices rallying and the dollar weakness. The last 2 weeks, we've seen certainly a little bit more from the indices in terms of weakness in the indices, which is giving a bit of an opportunity to the dollar. We've seen some really significant, and this is just technically a bit of a pullback, but it's traded through all support levels, all the moving averages. We had been extending to the upside and it's just pulled back and it's just continued to really make a very significant move. But you can see, if you can zoom out, we're in this little sideways pattern. Same for the euro dollar. We must acknowledge that we are in a kind of a strong sideways moving pattern from 110 to 1.6. Our bias is probably a little bit more lower for now. But look at the gathering of the moving averages. This is a 50 daily moving average, 100 and 200, all gathering around broadly the same price, around the 108 level. So our expectation is for the dollar to continue to strengthen. It's a slightly upside down position because we've got a bit of an upside view of the equity markets. We have seen this play out a little bit before. So still in this trade, this could be the first reason to get out of this trade, really, because we've now traded above Friday's high. So will we make new lows? If we do, we'll stick with it. If we don't, we'll be looking to get out of the trade. We've looked at the yen. So weakness against markets like the Swiss franc, which is slightly strange, because we've got the Swiss franc, which are the Swiss National Bank cutting rates, which is, we're likely to see some Swiss weakness, but we've still seen the Fed hold rates at 5.5. We've seen the SMB bring rates down to 1.5. I think we are now reducing that. Did we reduce it down to 1.25? Somewhere in that kind of range. So it's increasing the differential between the dollar and the Swiss franc. We'd expect that to have more of an upside impact on the dollar Swiss. And we're seeing the exact opposite for now. So like the Aussie dollar, strong rally in favor of the dollar. Same with the Aussie and the New Zealand. now we are looking at opportunities to see what happens around these sorts of prices. We are potentially trading, well, we're trading below decent support, really. So need to get a bit of a better feel, really, on some of those dollar pairs. Our bias is very much lower for crude oil off the back of the strong selling we saw on Friday. If we break through the 75-70 level, we're probably in this trade to $72-73. And we didn't quite get there. And because of the tensions in the Middle East, we've actually gapped considerably higher. So let's just see if this market closes the gap we would expect it to do so. And then we've got a decision to make around the 75-70 level. And if we break through, we'll stick with it. Yeah, so let's see how we get on with crude oil. So gold, it's certainly bouncing off these lows. So similar type of dynamic to the dollar, which has been selling. We've seen the euro dollar weaken quite considerably, in line with the gold weakening. Now, is there an opportunity to start buying this this pullback? The 2390. Okay, so look, that brings us full circle then. We were a little bit concerned about these markets on Friday. Mixed market conditions, broadly speaking, more so on the fundamental side after significant weakness in AI stocks, which we saw. Be mindful, we are trading around decent support levels in major markets, and that's kind of proved to be the case. On Friday morning, should I say, we wanted to keep all options open. If markets go risk off, we'll sell. If we start to see a bit of a bounce back, we look to buy. And that's exactly what we did. We started to see the bounce back kick in, and we were able to pull the trigger, firstly, on the Dow Jones, which has a bit more of a broader rotation to it. And now we've got the opportunity to perhaps add the NASDAQ or the S&P 500. And Friday was about US PCE numbers, which came in line with expectations. So let's make some amendments. So we kind of have a little bit more of a risk on. So this is a risk on. The dollar is an interesting one. Potential US industry strength. Okay, so. So let's go a little bit more individual, which is what we always used to do. S&P 500 by above 54.92. And the challenge is there as to whether it can break above these levels. 19,150. So the NASDAQ next. And then make a call on gold above the 23.90. So okay, so it's also a massive week for, let me bring this up on screen for you. It's also a massive week for scheduled news events. US job numbers. Okay, just to give you a little bit of a flavor. So a massive week for scheduled news events, central bank rate decisions, inflation numbers across different jurisdictions, and US job numbers as well, all due out. Okay, so look, that's our trade plan. We'll post it into the chat box for you. I think it's important to be able to mentally try to keep all options open as well, as have very specific targets to aim at. We'll see how the dollar plays out. We'll see how the yen plays out from current levels. So we might get further continuation in those areas. So that's our trade plan, just posted there into the chat box, guys. Thanks very much for joining us. The narrative is an interesting one. We've got this new sort of AI tech rally narrative versus the rotation away from AI off the back of Alphabet's corporate earnings last week, which were positive. They came in above, revenue numbers came in above expectations, but you know, the statement suggested that investors need to be patient when it comes to seeing a return in the near term. So that's probably surprised or shocked markets just a little bit. So look, on that note, guys, thanks very much for joining us. Any questions, feel free to post them into the chat box. However, feel free to join us for our European live trading session, which we've just switched rooms now. We'll be there in just about a minute's time. So look, if you are interested in learning how to trade the financial markets, you can access one of our live trading and education bundles on our website, starting from just $59 per calendar month. For more information, just go to the livetraderoom.com. So from everyone here, guys, thanks for joining us as always. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.